LOL, I found out I can access the network storage. So funny. It's Tuesday, July 14th, and that text message is now evidence in Apple versus OpenAI. The complaint reads like a spy novel. An engineer, 8 years at Apple, allegedly used a previously unknown authentication bug to get back into Apple's internal network after leaving for OpenAI, and messaged a former colleague that it was, quote, so funny. Hours after his exit, I still have another computer. Apple says the retail theft sat on top of a wholesale system. Candidates coached to bring actual hardware parts to interviews. A circulated guide to dodging the security walkout. 400 former Apple employees now at OpenAI. Read the exhibit list as a price signal. Nobody stole model weights. What allegedly moved was metal finishing, supplier lists, and design process. The things that stay scarce when the model is a commodity. And the price sheet lied again. Databricks priced models per completed task. Sonnet 5, with tokens 1.7 times cheaper, costs more per finished job than Opus because it finishes fewer jobs. And Bun's 500,000-line rewrite by Claude agents ran 11 days and about $165,000. CodeZig's creator calls unreviewed slop. Cheap tokens, dear tasks. The bill arrives per finished job now. To the tape. Micron long, held. Nvidia watch, held. And we hold the Apple watch, because a company litigates this hard over metal finishing only when it believes the device layer is the moat. The tape is the desk scorecard, not advice. Our call. Within 6 months, a major provider ships a production tier priced on completed work, not tokens. What proves us wrong is January, with every price sheet still quoting tokens alone. The unit of account is moving. Watch for the first vendor confident enough to sell a finished job.